Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. This morning's piece is desperate and angry. I thought it only right to warn you of that. I overdosed this past weekend. I allowed myself to swim in the muck that follows the former president, the wake he leaves behind, the trail of lies and cons, one after the other. I followed too many leads, chasing the current spate of falsehoods that includes at least five different explanations for stealing government documents. Every headline presented a new reason to hate the man. I found myself despairing and angry, and then even angrier. That awful combination of hopelessness and rage was toxic. I became a walking pain in the ass for a few hours on a Sunday morning. I became everything that the former president hoped I would become. An optimistic, old-school progressive turned into a bitterly resigned believer that the president's poisonous posturing will always dominate the American scene. And then I realized that at the core of my frustration is the fact that millions and millions of my fellow citizens swim in his toxic waste, swallowing every bit of bile that they can choke down. Tens of millions of folks believe the nonsense. Tens of millions need the nonsense. Those millions have found a leader who has given them permission to be just like him. To listen to their own worst voices and to repeat a raft of baloney that would have been unthinkable before Trump. They're happy in their dystopia. They have found meaning in being mean. But why? How can so many people believe what is patently false, what is provably untrue? Why would you want to be that person? Why would you need to be that person? The Trump legions are starting to look like a cult to me. All the classic beliefs and delusions. Pick your own example. There are dozens to choose from. I'll choose the sect of fundamentalist Latter-day Saints encamped in the desert southwest of the United States. They follow a charismatic man, Warren Jeffs, the self-proclaimed prophet of God. Over the years, Mr. Jeffs serially raped teenage girls, declared them to be his wives, and expected them to bear his children. His cult grew to number in the thousands. His followers still believe him to be God's chosen, still believe that following his directives will get them to heaven, still have no use for all the evidence, much of it meticulously recorded by Mr. Jeffs himself, all of that evidence which landed him in prison for the rest of his life. He's still their guy. This 20th century personification of the devil is still their prophet. There is nothing you can tell them or show them that will change their minds. That, my friends, seems like mental illness to me. The abandonment of reason and facts in the delusional pursuit of a twisted sort of salvation. It's the same sort of craziness that seems to be just as true for millions of followers of the former president. The willing suspension of disbelief and the unquestioned acceptance of preposterous lies are the litmus tests for membership in the cult. Now, I'm not talking about the vast majority of Republican Party leaders and operatives who know that the self-made billionaire fiction and the stolen election trope and the pitiable victim of the deep state harassment, they know that they're just a few clubs in Trump's golf bag of lies. But what of the millions and millions of citizens who don't hold office or have influence? Why do so many people swallow the con? I keep coming back to the notion that they are suffering from a verifiable, documentable set of behaviors that need to be studied and eventually treated as illness. Millions of us are reality averse. Millions of us will believe anything that the con artist coughs out. Millions of us stare blankly at the truth and simply cannot process it. I had intended to write a humorous take on the condition, but that was before I experienced my Sunday of gloom, day one of that new awareness, One Sunday morning, when I realized that a bat-crap crazy bunch of fringe theory dwellers might very well drive the American circus for the rest of my life.